Superhuman Channel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is an important show. They're all important, aren't they? But this is especially important because you've heard me rail against the disciples of the American Dietetic Association on this show for years now, that the people who are telling people what to eat don't know what to eat themselves. Well, I was forwarded a copy of a book that we're going to be talking about today called The Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous Project, authored by Esther Blum. And as soon as I saw her credentials, I thought, oh man, here we go. She's going to be telling people to have popcorn before bed as a snack. And was I pleasantly surprised? I got to get her on the air right away. Esther, how are you?
I'm great, Carl. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, you would have a kick if you could see me in the morning when I'm watching like GMA and the morning shows, and they always have the dietary expert come on, or even people like David Zizinko, who comes on and does that book, Eat This, Not That, and I just want to shake him by I want to shake him by his little tiny narrow shoulders.
Yeah.
And I say, are you really telling people that a high carb meal because it's devoid of fats is healthier?
And I know.
And then I read your book and I thought, oh my God, this is my dream come true. A person who goes in and gets the credentials, but then uses the critical thinking of her own brain and applies, some rudimentary skills like, well, is this true? And should I be telling people this? And lo and behold, You get it right. You are one of us. You are one of the superhuman nation.
I am. I think it's hard to think outside the box when you've never been in it in the first place.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, watching those morning shows, I smack the palm of my hand against my head and think, my God, no wonder Americans are fat. No wonder we're confused. We have no idea what to eat. You know, most people find, 85% of Americans find it's easier to do their taxes than it is to figure out what to put in their mouth.
And you know what's really funny, and I'm sure you get this too. So when somebody says, well, Esther, what should I eat? And you say, 4 ounces of protein and some green leafy vegetables, some healthy fats 4 to 5 times a day. And they go, but write it down. Like, tell me, they want to know each meal. Well, how many eggs should I have? It's a lot simpler than that.
Yeah. And people are terrified of eggs. They're terrified about what comes out of a chicken's tush. But they'll go ahead and eat a Soy Joy protein bar and think that that's healthy instead. You know, and the other myth we come up with are carbs, you know, which are really a hot topic. And people will go out and eat a Philly cheesesteak thinking, well, I'm doing myself a favor because I'm not eating that banana. And you have to really put it all into context.
Right. So now let's talk about a couple things, first of all. When we talk about, the diet itself, I want to focus a little bit on women here because I really feel bad. I think that women, they are more susceptible to mainstream messages, so they get it wrong more often. And case in point was that anchor person, Jennifer Livingston, who, got a bad email from a listener, and she said, I know I'm overweight and I'm trying to do things about it. And I felt bad for her because I realized she is nothing more than one of the sheeple in this country. She thinks she's eating healthy, but she's eating according to a meal plan that will do nothing but make her fatter. So she's caught in between.
And the word healthy is such a broad spectrum. Somebody can be eating what they think is healthy, and on the spectrum of things isn't horrible, whole grains and lots of vegetables, but it's just the ratios are off. And I always say to my clients, it's not the way you're eating is unhealthy, it's just not working for you. It's not healthy for you.
Ah, I like that.
you know, the hormones and women's bodies play such a role in all of this, and the carbs and processed foods really are the tipping point in maybe a body that's toxic, that's storing extra fat because of toxins, and just this whole cascade of problems that women go through.
Now, let's talk about calories for a second, because women are more susceptible to the notion that a low-calorie diet is the answer. Talk to them about that for a second.
Okay. Calories are about as relevant to losing weight as a 2-pound dumbbell is to a bodybuilder. Okay, the calorie in, calorie out model is really, it damages the metabolism permanently. And what happens is, you know, over time, right, after women go on numerous low-calorie diets, I mean, each woman has probably been on at least 8 to 10 low-calorie diets in the course of 10 years, you know, at least one or two a year.
Right.
The leptin levels go completely wonky in the brain and in the body, and a woman who has been on a low-calorie diet for as little as 8 to 10 weeks can disrupt her brain biochemistry and her hungerfulness signals for up to a year afterwards.
Wow.
So we go on these low-calorie diets. Our body says, help me, I'm starving. Okay, I'm going to just completely shut my metabolism down so I can conserve and preserve what little metabolism I have left. We lose muscle mass in the process and gain body fat proportionately, disproportionately, so we become what's called skinny fat. And then after about 8 to 10 weeks, we start to hit plateaus, we get hungry again, and then we go off the diet and we start to regain the weight, and the vicious cycle ensues.
And the reason you regain more fat is because the loss in metabolic currency, we like to call muscle metabolic currency on the show, you know, the loss in metabolic currency, the loss in calorie burning muscle mass means that your basal metabolism is lower. So
yeah.
Now you can't go back and eat those 2000 calories a day you did before, because it's all going to, that's way too much for the machinery that you have now.
That's right. And not only that, but your body is going to be so physically hungry, you're not going to be able to even sleep through the night without having problems. So the way to reestablish and to start to shift and gain control of your metabolism again is to start really lifting heavy weights, doing lots of walking, which lowers cortisol and stress hormones, and just eating small meals of those protein and greens and essential fats, you know, every 3 to 4 hours. And you can repair a damaged metabolism. It just takes a long time, and your body has to take a long time to kind of re-educate itself and reestablish hormonal balance, especially
okay.
in the brain.
I want to talk about that for a second, because we're going to go into a break in a little while, and then I got a lot of other topics that I want to cover with you. The long time part is hard for people to get.
Yeah.
I've been banging the alcohol drum lately, because I think my attitude about alcohol, Esther, is, look, I enjoy alcohol for the drug-like effects that it bestows on me, but I am not going to try to convince myself that it's also healthy for me, because a life
right.
without alcohol is definitely healthier than a life with even minimal alcohol. So with that being said, in your book, you say that women need to be careful about alcohol because it, and I've known this all along, I've talked about it, but
yeah.
but what I didn't realize was the length of time it affects you, that it can make water retention occur for up to 5 days after
yeah.
your last drink.
That's right. So women have a drink, you know, they'll go out and binge drink on the weekends, and then it doesn't show up until the next week, basically. And they think, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm not drinking now. Why am I holding all this water, right?
Right, right. So you really have to, when you do drink alcohol, you know, I recommend you do it one or two glasses on a Saturday night, and that's it for the week, because you're going to need to kind of counteract the alcohol with good quality workouts, lowering your carbs, you know, the following couple days to just let your body let go of the bloat. And if you do that, you shouldn't, you know, you can manage the retention.
But now if somebody comes to you, Esther, and says, look, I really want to toe the line. I really want dramatic progress. I want consistent progress, and I want to beat a path to optimal health as fast as possible. Does alcohol
okay.
fit into the equation at all?
Not for the first 2 weeks, okay? You need at least kind of a 2-week, what I call boot camp, to really have your body calm down, to, you know, wine, alcohol, carbs, sugar. They're all pro-inflammatory. So you kind of have to give your body time to calm down. And also, you know, most people, if they only go a week, they're going to go right back into kind of a heavy drinking cycle. You have to really kind of do a detox.
Yeah.
And just say, I'm going to give my body at least 2 weeks off. I know fitness competitors, you know, with female bodybuilders, that have a drink of wine a night. And I know others that never touch it. It really depends on your individual metabolism.
Yes.
And your metabolic makeup.
Yes. And don't forget, those fitness competitors and female bodybuilders are training and doing cardio typically a significant portion of their day every single day. And they are eating, you know, as clean as possible. A lot of them do abuse, aspartame and, you know, sugar-free products, which I don't condone that. I don't say that that's part of eating clean, but they're eating in a way where it may mitigate the effects of the alcohol, where the average person is not going to see that mitigation.
That's right. Or they use it as their carb for the day, you know, which again, I don't advocate typically. I don't want to see that in place of vegetables. But if you are able to tolerate a serving of, you know, some sweet potato or quinoa and you decide to have a glass of wine instead, you know, if the stress management and the sleep will be better with 4 ounces of wine a night than not, okay, because you are going to achieve better hormonal balance when you're sleeping properly. But for me personally, you know, more than a glass of wine really disrupts my sleep, and I really don't even have it more than once or twice a week, you know, 2 glasses a week tops. Because I just find it's not, I'm like you, I love to catch a buzz, I love the flavor.
Right.
It mellows me out, which I need because I'm a type A, but you know, it just, I have to recognize it doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, look, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna pick it up on the other side of the break. We're talking with Esther Blum. She's the author of Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous Project, a nutritional guide to living well while living it up. Because let's face it, none of us want to be stiffs. We don't want to be wet blankets. We want to have social lives and do things, and you can do it within the guidance that her book gives. And you can get the book at Barnes & Noble. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
As we dance by the moonlight, can't you see you're my delight, lady?
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a 2-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're going to want to stay tuned later in the show. I'm going to talk about a pharmaceutical drug ad that I heard while I was driving into the studio this morning, and I got to talk about it. Okay. We're talking this hour with Esther Blum, author of Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous. Be gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. That's it. Give me a cup of coffee.
Coffee.
There you go. All right. So let's talk a little bit about protein for a second, because, you know, the reality is that most women either shy away from or for whatever reason just don't get enough protein in their diet. Mm-hmm. Like most women I know, they think like having one egg with breakfast is, you know, that's it. I got my protein. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of women just don't seem to have the appetite for it. It's or they're just filling up on carbs instead, and they don't really leave room on their plate for protein. So, and again, yet the leanest bodybuilders I know are having – yeah, very high amounts of protein, like upwards, you know, 120, 150 grams a day, and they're still 110 pounds. So
yeah.
Clearly thousands of years of evolution cannot be wrong.
Yes, I agree. So now let's talk about carbs then. I mean, women like carbs for whatever reason, but there is a time and a place where you feel that a woman can indulge in some of the sweeter carbohydrates, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it was Milton Berle who said, if you, wherever you see a door, you know, open a window. Or, I'm not getting that.
No. Yeah, if right. When opportunity knocks.
When opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
That's it. Build a door. Right.
That's
exactly.
It. So yeah. I say, you know, if you want to eat carbs, open up the window. And
right.
The window is when your body is naturally in a fat-burning state and your cortisol is up and your growth hormone's up, and then, boom, you have your carb meal. And that would be a protein shake with a cup of berries or half a banana if you really are insulin sensitive. And, you know, so a cup of almond milk, and you just get your carbs in then, and you can have a starch serving after. But I really recommend limiting fructose before your workouts because that can interfere with your fat burning. The best time also of a woman's cycle is to eat carbs is usually the first 2 weeks. That's when estrogen levels are higher in a woman's cycle, and that's the follicular phase of a woman's cycle, and she is more insulin receptive during that time, more insulin sensitive during that time. So the first 2 weeks are a great time to introduce carbs. The second 2 weeks is when progesterone levels sharply peak, and we become more insulin resistant at that time,
right,
and more prone to building fat. And this is the worst time for women to want to cut carbs because it's when they crave it the most, is when they're premenstrual, you know, they're craving chocolate. But if I can convince a woman when she's craving, you know, carbs or sweets to really ramp up her protein at meals, like I'm talking practically double the amount, it kicks the cravings to the curb, and she has better energy, less bloating and fatigue. So also timing it out with a woman's cycle.
Okay. Now, one of my pet peeves is the way most people talk about these two items, fruits and vegetables. They
mm-hmm.
I feel that vegetables should become should come first and fruit second, because I'm of the opinion that if you want to get fat, the fastest way to get fat is just overindulge on fruit.
And fructose. Yep, yeah. It can absolutely make you too fat. But again, on the scale of things, I try and get people into perspective. If they're going to binge on a candy bar or have a bowl of cherries, I'd say, sure, have a bowl of cherries. It's all about time and place. But the best time, typically, you know, we do metabolize carbs earlier in the day, which is when most of us are active. If someone that was working out at night, you know, and that's their active time, then yes, I do allow them some fruit at night.
And
it really depends.
One of the things that I learned from your book that I really like that I'm going to start doing, I've been trying to give up coffee because it bothers my stomach now, but I still find myself gravitating towards the effects, the nootropic effects that it gives me, because I like the little bit of caffeine. You say replace the coffee with some hot cocoa made from pure cocoa powder, right?
Oh, yeah. And cocoa is such a great way to curb chocolate cravings, too. I mean, I love chocolate. I love how it tastes. You know, dark chocolate, of course, 70 to 80%. But, you know, cocoa really raises serotonin and dopamine. And when you get those brain neurotransmitters up, it curbs cravings. And then it also does give your adrenals a shot. So it's a great coffee substitute. And green tea is, too. I mean, green tea is great because you get the lift, but you also have a calming effect because it's rich in theanine, and theanine calms the brain down.
And I was going to ask you about tea, where you stand on tea. So you feel green tea is fine?
Yeah, green tea, and I mean, gosh, Harvard's done some beautiful studies on green tea and how, you know, 6 cups a day can really turn on the fat-burning genes in your DNA.
Right.
So, and it doesn't have the GI side effects that coffee does. But coffee, too, you know, if you drink it, obviously make sure it's organic. Put some heavy cream in it to blunt the cortisol-inducing effect. And coffee, the best time to drink coffee is before a workout, not after. Most people have that afternoon coffee, and they're just jacking their cortisol levels up, and that's the worst time of day to have it.
Right.
So if you're going to have coffee, I say in the morning, empty stomach, go hit the gym, and you'll have a great workout. You'll power through it. And then in the afternoon when you want caffeine, you have your cocoa or your green tea, or you have your cocoa in your coffee before you work out, which also tastes delicious.
Yeah, there you go. That's that commercial where the guy upstairs is flirting with the girl downstairs. Remember that coffee of the world commercial? But anyway, let's talk about gluten for a second, only because a listener in Australia sent me an email last week. We talked about it last Friday, where she said that Dr. Oz is telling people to avoid a gluten-free diet because it'll actually make you fatter. I think that what he's talking about is using the gluten-free processed foods as an alternative to grains. But but let's face it, going gluten-free is not a bad thing, is it?
No, I mean, gluten-free diets, you can there's enough research to show you can drop up to 7% of body fat within a month. I mean, it's how on earth can cutting starches make you fat? I wonder about that. I really do. Some people do need some starch in their diet, right? Without enough starch, you know, you can raise your cortisol levels. So if you cycle in starch and add in a few servings a week, that's really the ultimate balance. But when I say servings, I'm talking winter squash or sweet potatoes or gluten-free, you know, what I call paleo carbs, which are just ancient carbs that our body knows and understands.
What are some of the neocarbs, you like to call them? What are some of the neocarbs that really get you? You just go, oh, my God, how can they be telling people to eat this stuff?
Oh, God. Oh, please, just watch any fast food commercials. My husband always says, we're doomed. You know, God, is it McDonald's that makes waffle sandwiches? I mean, what the heck is that? Like, waffles as the bread. I mean, that is death. Donuts, you know.
Remember Paula Deen, before she got called on the carpet, she was making hamburgers with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, I mean, that is just foul. That we are disgusting. Americans are really disgusting when it comes to their food. And we've dumbed down our taste buds. I mean, nobody understands, like, wow, a radish is beneficial. It should taste totally bitter, and we should be eating bitter greens, and we should be eating spicy vegetables, and we should be putting fresh herbs and onions and garlic on our food. It's like we need to wake up our taste buds. People are just dousing everything in salt and sugar. And incidentally, a lot of, I mean, fast food companies know what they're doing. They totally, fast foods manipulate the biochemistry of the brain so that they become addicted to, people become addicted to the foods they're eating because it just automatically stimulates the pleasure centers in the brain.
And one of the things that happens to you when you change the way you eat, when you eat a more ancestral type diet like you're espousing here,
your
taste buds actually become more sensitive to flavors. I remember at some time around 2000, I had been eating clean for a couple years already.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I started eating my oatmeal with nothing in it and enjoyed just the flavor of the oatmeal. I thought, wow, this really tastes good.
It is. It's like, it's the equivalent of quitting smoking, what that does to your taste buds. It just enables them to wake up and lets you actually sit present in your meals. I mean, how many of us are doing dashboard dining? Right? I'm guilty sometimes of snacking in the car as well. So you have to really make an attempt, at least for the meals you are sitting down for, to really be checked in and present and not on your computer.
I want to talk about that because that's one of the things that you are a proponent of that I am as well. Mm-hmm. And that is mindful eating. So many times it's happened to me. Look, I was 330 pounds. That's how I got started on this journey. Right.
Wow.
And I was sick. I had a heart problem. I was on a myriad of drugs, and I'm on nothing today, other than hormone replacement therapy. I'm on nothing else. But with that being said, you know, I can remember when the journey first started for me, and I just lost my train of thought. You believe that? I need more coffee. That's what I need. But anyway, what I was going to talk about was Let's move on.
While we're eating.
Yes. Oh, yes. Being mindful. I remember I would eat a whole meal watching TV or driving in my car. I would eat like my fast food. I wouldn't even remember eating it. I was hungry again moments later just because I wasn't present while I was eating.
You weren't present and you weren't physically watching the food disappear from your plate to your mouth and your head was not talking to your stomach and vice versa. So you have to actually notice what foods taste like, what it feels like to start to feel full. Because if you eat that quickly, it takes about 20 minutes to really feel full. And what I always tell my clients is that satisfaction can actually happen mid-bite. I was eating dinner last night, and I was still hungry. We had made some roasted cauliflower and butternut squash soup and... what was the protein? Oh, I made some codfish coated in crushed almond meal.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
It was really just simple, simple, simple. And I thought, I'm still hungry. I'm going to get some more cauliflower. And honestly, about two bites into the second serving, I said, okay, I'm done. And I just saved the rest and put it away. But, you know, I think a lot of us fear, a lot of us don't enjoy or truly feel
satisfaction
of eating because we're so consumed with the anxiety and the fear that there will never be enough, that this is it, I have to eat it now, I can't have it later. You can always have it later. You can always.
Well, you know what else is? There's research out there that shows that your state of mind while you're eating changes the substrate utilization. So if you're like really stressed, especially if you're one of those closet eaters and you're freaking out, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm eating this, I got to hide it at the bottom of the garbage can. Mm-hmm. Been there, okay? Well, while you're eating and you feel guilt-ridden and stressed, your body doesn't do the same thing with that if you were enjoying the meal, and especially if you've exercised earlier in the day. It actually changes the way your body metabolizes it, and it shifts it towards more fat storage.
That's wild, right? I mean,
you got to enjoy your meals. You got to feel good about what you're eating, even if you're cheating. Feel good about it and
cheating.
Say to yourself, you're gonna change later.
Yeah.
All right. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Esther Blum, and she is the author of the Drink and Be Gorgeous Project. Go to Barnes & Noble to get the copy of the book. Esther is one of us, folks. While she may have been trained as a dietitian, she got it. She figured it out. She sees through the lies. And what she's promoting in this book is very, very accurate. I endorse this book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm on the air with Esther Blum, author of Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous. Okay. I think that it was quoted in your book, and I've heard this before, if it doesn't run, fly, swim, or grow from the ground, it's not food. But
that's,
I have to
right.
say that that is there's a caveat to that. And the caveat for me are things like corn and soy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I know people who say, you know, they want to dumb this whole process down as much as possible. And I'm totally for simplifying the message, but there are always little things that have to be identified and steered clear of. And that is, you know, corn and soy are not real foods, in my humble opinion. What are your thoughts
right.
on that?
Yeah, I agree. And I should, the caveat is anything treated or manufactured by Monsanto, obviously, bye-bye. Don't go there. I think back in the day, you know, true organic corn Although it's a bit of a neocarb, you know, I was fine with it. Unfortunately, you can't find organic corn nowadays. It's just gone. It's an extinct species.
But so, you know, but you know what? My beef with corn. How do you like that one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with corn is this. We have to come back to the fructose.
It's a morally corrupt food.
Well, no, we have to come back to the fructose factor
yeah.
here. You know.
Yeah.
You know, look. There's a reason why. You know, 3 weeks before they slaughter a cow, they eat it, they feed it nothing but corn and it gains 3 pounds of fat a day. There's a reason
yeah.
for that they use corn and not something else because
yeah.
they're looking to put on the most amount of fat in the least amount of time. And guess what does it? Corn. So
yeah, corn.
If you're conscious about losing fat, corn has to be out of the equation.
That's, yes. I mean, I really don't prescribe it in any diets. You know, it does have some health benefits, but right. It's just not worth it relative
right.
to what it is as a food.
I have a saying on the show, Esther. You'll get a kick out of it. When we talk about these things, like somebody, Dr. Oz was promoting sugar beets one day, and I said sugar beets have too much sugar. He was promoting them for their antioxidant value, and I say, look, there's better ways to get antioxidants than to eat sugar beets, which made me coin this phrase that I've used over the years. There are probably some nutritive value in the undigested pin oats in horse manure. But that doesn't mean I'm going to start eating horse manure in order to get that value. You have to weigh things out and say, look, there may be some good in here, but what's bad about it just is overwhelming, so I'm going to stay away from it.
You have to also know, Dr. Oz, I mean, whoever gets on his show is a paid sponsor. They're paying for him to pimp and hawk their wares. So...
Right.
You know, I'm skeptical of, as much as I, please, if you put me on that show, you bet I'm going to go on it and promote my book. But,
right.
That being said, you know, it's not really an objective, show in my
opinion.
No,
you're absolutely right. Yep.
So,
now, what about soy? How do you feel about soy?
Oh my God, the devil incarnate. Really? I have never seen a greater hormonal disruptor wreak havoc on people's bodies. Everything, I mean, Kayla Daniel is really the go-to girl, and I've learned everything
yes.
I know on soy from her whole soy storybook. But, you know, it disrupts thyroid function. It impacts fertility. I mean, babies who are fed soy formula can have fertility issues as adults. They can have problems with their menses. You know, just every type of problem. And it's not, you know, I get a lot of angry emails from vegetarians, okay,
a lot.
And, you know, they all say how meat is, has horrible environmental impacts. Soy has equally bad, if not worse, environmental impacts than meat, especially if meat is grass-fed and pastured and raised on a local farm. The impacts are minimal, and actually cows can give back. To the farm, it's really a symbiotic relationship, whereas soy
yeah.
just destroys the earth and genetically modified crops rob the soil of nutrients and, you know.
Now with the transgenerational epigenetic effects disclosed mm-hmm. by Washington State University that happens when you use some of these pesticides like mm-hmm. Glyphosate and so on, now they're trying to reintroduce dicamba and 2,4-D, which is a watered down Agent Orange. You know, these things are in the soy. When you eat that soy,
mm-hmm.
those agents are in there. You can't wash them off. They're part of the flesh of the seed, the bean. You're eating that stuff too. So
horrible.
you talk about damage to the earth. We don't even
yeah.
know. You know, 100 years from now, we'll figure this out, and we'll all be
yeah.
you know, have succumbed to diseases related to the ingestion of these foods. I say something on this show all the time, and I want to talk a little about training because I know that you are a proponent of the kind of training that we are here. I say women outlive men regularly, and the reason a woman will be institutionalized is because she'll fall a couple times, and the kids will go, look, Mom, you can't live by yourself anymore. The ability
right.
to remain ambulatory is critical. So I say women need to strength train, and more importantly, and for them, than it is for men whose strength comes naturally to. What would you say to that statement?
I think I agree with you that women need to strength train for balance and coordination, but I believe men do too because men are capable of falling. Men are osteoporotic too. Nobody's getting enough vitamin D. Most of us, you know, even if you get sun, everyone's wearing sunscreen or sunglasses.
Right.
So we're not making enough vitamin D. So I think strength training is imperative for any senior because men have, you know, you could have inner ear issues, balance issues. So anybody elderly is susceptible to falling.
But, you know, men will go to the gym more readily. Like women will do Zumba, jazzercise.
Right.
You know, they'll do a Pilates class. They'll do yoga. But a lot of women, when you say, look, you got to get into the gym and lift weights, and they go, oh, I don't want to bulk up is the first thing they say. Or that's for men. I'm not doing that.
That's right. And that's totally a myth. And the thing women need to realize are twofold. One is we simply do not have the same testosterone to bulk up as men do. I mean, unless you're, you know, slapping on testosterone gel or injecting their patches, you're not going to have the same levels to bulk up. Number two, we don't eat the same calories as men. You have to eat at least 5,000 calories a day to really start bulking up. So what we do is, what women, the benefits we do see by lifting weights is that we lean out. So our muscles become more defined, but they're usually there to begin with. Diet is really 80% of getting lean, and nobody's afraid to go eat healthy.
Right.
You know, on a so-called diet. But so lifting weights is just going to maintain what you have and continue to help your body burn fat. And it's just going to sustain the muscle mass you have. Because women are, we're more susceptible as we age to sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss. So that's something we want to prevent.
And that's why, you know, we've had women on the show who, I can't think of her name now, and I'm so sorry I can't, but we had a 77-year-old woman who has a 225-pound deadlift and competed in a powerlifting competition.
God, love her.
Judy. I know her first name is Judy, but she is, you know, so strong, and she's an example of how women, she lives by herself. She's not only ambulatory, but she moves around. She does things. She's very active, very spry at 77, where a lot of her, and we asked her on the air, I said, what about your friends? And, you know, they're having trouble getting around now.
Yeah, that's right. And women, you know, research shows that even 90-year-olds can build muscle mass. You can build muscle mass at any age. It's just being consistent about it and not being afraid. I think people are afraid to lift heavy. They're like, oh, I'm going to get injured, and oh, this will happen. If you work with a strength coach, there's no reason why you shouldn't be lifting heavier weights each time you have a workout. You know, if you do 3 or 4 sets, you know, you could start out light, and by the fourth set, you're getting heavier. And then each week, if you add on 1 or 2 pounds, it's your muscles will adapt very quickly, because we adapt. If we don't keep challenging our muscles, they're just going to level off. You're not going to see strength gains. You have to keep challenging your body. You have to use it or lose it.
So with that statement, would you agree that activity begets metabolism, or metabolism begets activity? A lot of people say they slow down because they age. I say they age because they slow down.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think activity begets metabolism. I really don't see, you know, nobody's going to wake up and feel great. You know, very few people as they age say, oh, I feel fantastic first thing in the morning. I mean, look at Jack LaLanne. He never felt great in the morning, but he would get up and he would work out 2 hours a day, and he would juice, and then he felt better.
Right.
So it's kind of the aftermath of a workout that where the benefits really lie, I think.
That is so true. You know, I think to myself, you know, I walking into the gym, a lot of times I'm slumping in. But walking out, I feel like King Kong. I mean, I just I move some weight. I feel great. And all of a sudden, I'm reinvigorated. And even the aches and pains that I walked in with are gone.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, which brings me to another great point, is most people want to know the best time to work out for the day. It's usually an hour or two after you wake up, toward late morning, because that's when the synovial fluid is really moving and your joints are the most active. So, but regardless, you know, as long as you're getting the circulation through, it will, you know, loosen up stiff muscles and stiff joints, and you will feel better. And it's the right exercises can be anti-inflammatory. The wrong exercises can be pro-inflammatory.
Yeah, I found that out recently by misusing a vibration plate and hurt my knees a little bit. So you gotta know, you know, you gotta know what you're doing. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Esther Blum. The book is Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous Project, a nutritionist guide to living well while living it up. Go to Barnes & Noble and check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Girl, floor, all the friends around her. I mean, real clean.
You dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about a pharmaceutical drug. I listened to this spot this morning on the way into the studio. I had to go to the drug manufacturer's website and read it for myself. And I want to talk about it at the end of the show. Right now, we're talking with Esther Blum, author of The Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous Project. Okay, Esther, we have, through Facebook, picked up a lot of new listeners that are not the traditional Superhuman Radio listeners. These tend to be women who are pretty much uninitiated to this message. And I want to help them. I want to help them because they need the help the most, because there's a lot of women in our audience, thousands of women in our audience that lift. And by the way, Alisa, my executive producer, just ducked her head in and said it was Judy Madsen, who has the 225-pound deadlift at 77 years old. Wonderful person.
God love her.
Yeah, I mean, and just a sparkling example of what a woman can age like, if you want to. But anyway, what would you say to the women out there who are clearly where I was in 1998? You know, you're carrying 300-plus pounds.
Yep.
This looks like an indomitable task.
Yeah.
You don't even know whether to start moving in the right direction, or you're so far up the road, maybe you should just go the hell with it and eat yourself into the grave. Which one do you do?
One change at a time, and the biggest change to start with is breakfast. Just change your breakfast first, and that alone will have profound effects not only on you, but on your family as well. Now, most of us start off the day, typical American, low-fat cereal or a fat-free cereal with quote-unquote whole grains and some 1% milk and juice and coffee. okay? And that is a really, that is a recipe for disaster. It will raise your insulin levels and help you feel energized for about 5 minutes after you eat it, and then you'll crash and burn, especially around 3 o'clock, start craving sugars, coffee, stimulants, and the whole vicious cycle begins again. So if you get protein at breakfast, especially, and protein doesn't have to be just eggs. We all think eggs or maybe bacon or turkey bacon. Rotate your proteins. Sometimes you can have a leftover hamburger for breakfast, which flips people out. And I say, your body doesn't care what foods you eat at what times. It doesn't matter. So psychologically, sometimes I have sardines for breakfast. Sometimes you can have a leftover chicken breast. Sometimes you could have turkey sausage, turkey bacon, or, you know, any regular bacon and eggs or a protein shake. Any kind of protein, and get some fat in there. You can cook your meats in coconut oil or grab a handful of nuts. What this does is to have protein and fat at breakfast sets up your neurotransmitter production in the brain for the entire day. So imagine if you're a girl who's eating, you know, a muffin or cereal for breakfast or doesn't even eat breakfast, and by 3 o'clock you're tired and draggy and craving. This, just getting the right breakfast, can reverse that. It can give you energy for the day. It can help you stop craving things. It can help you stop needing as much coffee. And it can help you burn fat.
How much protein should women be looking at? How do you tell women to gauge how much protein they should be getting at breakfast, since we're talking about breakfast?
I tell them over the course of the day is generally 1 gram per pound of body weight. But for somebody who's trying to lose 100 pounds or more, I have them eating, I do what's called an adjusted body weight, which is kind of the difference between their goal weight and their actual weight. Mm-hmm. So if somebody weighs 250 pounds and they want to get down to 150 pounds, I tell them to eat like they're 200 pounds. That way you don't lose too much muscle. You're still gaining enough to sustain muscle mass, but promote weight loss, okay, and fat loss in particular. So the average woman, let's say you're about 150 pounds, you're going to need around six ounces of protein at breakfast. For most people, that's a lot to eat at breakfast. I don't always feel hungry for that myself. So, you know, if you can get at least 3-4 ounces at breakfast, then you get more at a snack, lunch, snack, dinner, and pre-bed snack if necessary, you know, in the form of a protein shake or, you know, some turkey or beef jerky that's pastured, that's from pastured meats. You know, a chicken breast here and there, anything left over you can grab really quick on the fly, hard-boiled eggs. All of those are going to contribute to your protein intake.
More specifically milk is one of those things right now that falls into the we hate it group from time to time. Now, we've been talking about raw unpasteurized dairy on this show for 8 years now. I'm a huge fan and consume raw unpasteurized milk. And we've got a lot of people in the audience now that have joined CowShare programs, to take advantage of this. What do you think about raw unpasteurized milk?
Yeah, I think it offers a lot of health benefits. I mean, you're getting the benefits of something raw, not pasteurized, is it has a lot of active digestive enzymes, and you can actually absorb the calcium in the milk. What most people don't realize is that once the milk is pasteurized, you no longer absorb the calcium, and it's not a great source of calcium at all. It just becomes carbohydrates. So if you're going to have, but not everyone tolerates dairy, even if it's raw. If you have autoimmune conditions, you may have a harder time. It's really individual, okay? But I do think it's a beneficial food for you, absolutely. So I would say, how much do you drink a day, Carl? I'm curious.
Well, I backed off. There's a period of time where I was drinking 5 gallons a week of raw and pasteurized milk, and I was at my leanest at this time as well. Mm-hmm. But right now, I drink a gallon of raw unpasteurized cream a week, and I drink 1 gallon of raw unpasteurized milk per week. And I usually have the milk as a pre- and post-workout supplement. I mix my protein powders into it, and I have that pre- and post-workout, or post-workout if I'm fasted in the morning.
There's an ounce of protein in 8 ounces of milk. There's about 8 grams of protein.
Right.
So I think it's around the time of your workout, especially post-workout, I think that would be the ideal time to drink it. Because we have to remember, it does have fat, but it also does have carbs. So I'd say strike a balance, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have a prescriptive amount per person.
No.
But.
And you know the other thing about milk is this, and something that you mentioned a moment ago. What people need to understand, just like what mothers eat passes through into the baby through the mother's milk, the same is true about the cows that we that we care for and milk. If your cows that your if your farmer's cows are eating exclusively grass,
yeah.
and they're not eating anything else. I mean, cows are
That's
known
right.
to eat scallions. They're known to eat artichokes. They're known to eat anything they come across, which actually changes the flavor of the milk. But more
yeah.
importantly, the flavorless effect of some of these other things is that there can be lectins in cow's mm-hmm. milk. There absolutely is
Great
lectins
point.
in commercially made milk because they're eating corn and grain.
Yeah.
There's absolutely lectins in that milk, and that's
yeah.
why some people are so allergic to dairy.
Yeah. Great point. Really, really great point. Yes. I agree wholeheartedly. So, I mean, yeah, I usually have people kind of dairy-free, and I'll have them, if they need milk, coconut or almond milk or, you know, organic heavy cream and coffee because that's fairly low lactose. But
yeah.
really, I steer people away from dairy typically because it does have insulinogenic effects.
Right. What about
– last
question before we end the interview. You obviously have broken with a lot of the traditional – rhetoric within the dietary community.
Yeah.
When other dietitians hear you speak or read some of your writings, do you get hate mail from them?
Not from other dietitians. No, I often I'm guilty. If I see dietitians I know posting stuff on Facebook like about the benefits of soy, I go a little crazy and I try and set them straight. Not in an angry way, but hey, a kind of. Hey, you know what? If you're educating your clients, you really need to be giving them better information, and here are some books you should really read. What happens, though, more often than not is my colleagues and friends who are her typical dietitians, I'll get calls from clients. They say, oh, well, so-and-so doesn't deal with vitamins. They told me to call you instead.
Oh, really?
My favorite referral was, oh, this woman's on the Atkins diet. I don't know what to do with her. I said, oh, just send her my way. We'll get her straight.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's really, and I always say to those colleagues, don't you want to learn? Don't you want to help other people? I don't know about you, because I actually went to a dietetic meeting. It was a dietitians, entrepreneurial dietitians. And they said, go around the room and talk about how you treat diabetes. I said, I use lots of chromium, and I use Gymnema, and a really high protein, like up to 60% fat diet. And they said, don't talk about supplements. We don't talk about that here. I said, isn't this an entrepreneurial
right.
meeting? So, you know, it's like dietitians are afraid to empower themselves, or the information just isn't available to them.
Are they afraid that they will be ostracized or punished by the ADA for stepping out of ranks? Because I did a show with a guy one time who they forced him to take his blog down because he cured his own diabetes, and he went to a meeting held by the ADA about the proper nutrition for diabetes, and the woman up at the beginning of the, which was clearly obese, and she was telling people that grains were healthy, and he said, look, I cut grains out of my diet, and I cured my diabetes in 6 months. I'm off of everything. I was on insulin, glucophage. And so later in the meeting, he had people around him, and he was telling them things that what he did, and they came after him and made him shut his blog down. They said he was giving medical advice. He says, I'm just telling people what I did. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, there is a group now called Dietitians in Functional Medicine that I'm a part of. And they're overall pretty good. They're still touting soy, which drives me bonkers, but overall it's better, and they have a lot of really good research on supplements. And any time, you know, if the ADA was ever to come to me, I have studies behind all of the writing that I do. It's all research-based.
Right.
So I was very angry when I, you know, got not only one but two degrees, a bachelor's and a master's in clinical nutrition, and I came out knowing nothing about vitamins and minerals, and it wasn't until I studied under Robert Crayon that I changed my practice. And that was about my fourth or fifth year as a dietitian. I completely turned my practice around, and this was after working in all the critical care units and the cardiology units in hospitals, and I left the hospital and Haven't looked back since, but I don't regret the experience.
No, and we're glad you did it because we need more people out there. I mean, you need to be on GMA in the morning.
I know. Tell me about it. But, you know, if you have any connections, I feel the same way. I would love to be on Suzanne Summers' new show because
I'll email you Dr. Michael Smith. You know, Life Extension Foundation underwrote that.
Fabulous.
And they're on my show all the time. So I will email Dr. Michael Smith,
who's on
the show regularly, and copy you and introduce you to him. Maybe you guys can get on there.
That would be fabulous because I think you know, the more we can spread the word, the better. And it's a passion of mine. This is why I do what I do, because I'm trying to reach people, you know, at a public health level. And my work continues. I'm coming out with a paleo diet for women next summer called Paleo Cave Women Don't Get Fat.
I like that.
It's really onward and upward, you know, because we've got to get the message out there. And I'm proud to be a mainstream dietitian who has bucked all conventional routes and gone to the dark side.
Yes, you've gone to the dark side, but we're glad
to have
you. Welcome aboard. How about that?
Thank you.
The book is Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and barnesandnoble.com. Esther, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Have a great day.
You too. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, I am going to talk about a new pharmaceutical, well, not a new pharmaceutical drug, but a new push on an old pharmaceutical drug. And what the hell is the FDA thinking? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Start again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most
trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back. Just want to remind everybody, podcastawards.com is giving away awards for the best podcasts. If you haven't already voted, I'd appreciate it if you could go to podcastawards.com and nominate Superhuman Radio for both people's choice as well as health and fitness. Just put the website address in where it asks for the URL and the name of the show. And who knows, maybe somebody will notice us. This little group here. We're changing. You know what? We may be a little group, but we're changing a lot of people's lives. There's no doubt about it. I get emails every single day that I cannot even begin to answer from people saying how this show has changed their lives. And it's not me, it's the guests, and it's the listeners who come on and share their stories, too. I mean, I just work the mic and the board. Okay, so now, I'm driving to work, and I'm listening to a commercial I've never heard before, and they're talking about shift worker syndrome. Apparently, there's a new disease for shift workers. If you are a shift worker and you get tired in the afternoon, you have a disease. First of all, this is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. Trying to tell people who work at night that they should not get tired in the afternoon when they have done something completely unnatural, completely against every mechanism of the human body by staying up all night and working, that somehow they should not be tired, even exhausted the next day. And hence, a product that was only available to people that suffered from narcolepsy is now available to just about anybody who feels sleepy in the afternoon if they have shift worker syndrome. Let's face it. You don't have to be a shift worker to have shift worker syndrome. If you have sleep apnea. Thank you. My brain is not working today. I must have brain apnea. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you don't get a good night's sleep. You're tired the next day. If you don't get a good night's sleep because you're going through menopause or andropause, you're tired the next day. You drink too much alcohol before bed and you don't get a good night's sleep and you do this day in and day out, you're tired the next day. So if you're tired the next day, you basically have shift worker disorder, SWD. And that's what New Vigil, which was previously a narcolepsy drug, is now available to anybody who gets tired during the day. You can get a prescription for New Vigil. Now, listen, the commercial for New Vigil was like 10 seconds of, do you get tired in the day? Are you a shift worker? Do you have sleep apnea? You need New Vigil. New Vigil will keep you alert and make you feel better. And then after that 10 second little, you know, prelude, it goes on to say, New Vigil may cause serious side effects, including serious rash or serious allergic reaction that may affect parts of your body, such as your liver or blood cells. Wait a minute. Allergic reaction, your liver or blood cells, and may result in hospitalization and be life-threatening. If you develop a skin rash, hives, sores in your mouth, blisters, swelling, peeling, or yellowing of the skin and eyes, trouble swallowing or breathing, dark urine, fever, stop taking New Vigil and call your doctor right away or get to the emergency room. Are you serious? Look, if you're working at night, if you're not sleeping good at night, you should be tired the next day. Your body's trying to tell you something.
Get to sleep on time. If you're an unfortunate casualty of this economy and have no choice but to work at night, just use coffee in the short term. Don't try something like New Vigil. Please, for God's sakes, the FDA is crazy. They don't give a crap what kills you anymore. Okay? How can the FDA approve something like this for a nonsense disease or disorder like you're sleepy during the daytime? This just shows the complete recklessness and cavalier attitude about the FDA as it relates to your health and safety. They don't give a beep, insert word there, about your health and safety. If they would allow somebody to give you this drug with all of these potential, and look, and so the drug manufacturers say, well, only a small percentage of people have those allergic reactions. And here we come back to the notion, the mantra that is destroying people everywhere around the world, and that is for the greater good. So some people are going to get sick and possibly die so some other people can go on and not feel sleepy in the daytime when they should feel sleepy in the daytime because they didn't get a good night's sleep the night before. This is nonsense. This is crazy. So I'm flabbergasted, so much so I had to talk about it. I actually tried to find the commercial because I wanted to play it for you. I wanted you to hear the calm and casual way that these potential side effects are positioned. Now, you know, and then go to your doctor and get New Vigil today. Really? I mean, could you imagine, just imagine for a second, if any over-the-counter supplement that you buy right now had this as listed potential side effects, even if it was just one out of 100,000 people, how quickly the FDA and the powers that be would shut that company down and ban that product immediately. So how does a pharmaceutical company, just because they ran tests, know that these are the potential side effects and get to market this crap to human beings here in the United States? Doesn't anybody give a damn about us at all? People need to watch out, man. You need to think twice, three times, six times before you take a pharmaceutical drug today. I mean it. Okay. Esther Blum, I'm sorry, Blum, I'm all fired up now. Let me calm down. My mantra. Esther Blum, author of Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous. Great book for those of you who are just starting out in your superhuman journey. Or for those of you who have maybe hit the brick wall, try it. Go to Barnes & Noble. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode. Thank you for listening.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.